With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has spoken with Ukraine's leader ahead of Friday's summit with Russian President Putin in Alaska. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
We had a very good call. He was on the call. President Zelensky was on the call.
European leaders also attended the virtual meeting. The president said he hopes the Putin summit will lead to a second meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table.
Zelensky told European leaders that Putin is bluffing about seeking peace. Donald Trump later warned of very severe consequences if Russia doesn't end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Tennessee, a mother, father, and child were killed when a tree fell on their car as heavy rain and flooding hit late last night.
In video from the county's Office of Emergency Management, team members in the East Ridge area handed a cat carrier into an inflatable boat.
I'm a little shaky still.
In audio courtesy WTVC, Helene Butler says she was one of the motorists rescued in an area near Interstate 24 that has since reopened.
The rescuers came and pulled us out, pulled us onto a higher road, seeing everything else. Seeing the cars that are underwater and the trucks that are going under, it's just really scary.
The National Weather Service has flood watches for central and eastern Tennessee through Wednesday night. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump has put a personal touch on this year's Kennedy Center honors. Trump announced the honorees himself, naming George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, Kiss, and Michael Crawford. Trump is now chair of the Kennedy Center and revealed their names during a Wednesday press conference at the Washington Cultural Institution. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 463 points, the NASDAQ rose 31. This is SRN News. British police keep investigating a pro-life activist, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Isabel Vaughan Spruce prays silently outside of abortion clinics in the UK, but that is now illegal under a sweeping new abortion law, and police are investigating her. This is the same Isabel Vaughan Spruce who has been arrested before and been given a financial settlement for wrongful arrest. Pro-life advocates say the new anti-prayer law is a violation of their religious freedom and are preparing for a long court battle to prove it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian, U.S., and Jordanian officials are vowing to work together toward a permanent ceasefire in a southern Syria region racked by deadly sectarian violence last month. The clashes were between government forces and local Bedouin tribesmen on one side and fighters for the country's Druze minority on the other. Fighting in other parts of Syria has targeted the embattled Christian minority. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks notched some more records as a rally spurred by hopes for lower U.S. interest rates wrapped around the world. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1%, while the NASDAQ added 0.1% to its record set the day before. Treasury yields eased as expectations reached a virtual consensus that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate for the first time this year at its next meeting, that's in September. Stocks leaped by more than 1% in several Asian markets, while European indexes rose more modestly. The Dow today up 463 points to close at 44,922. The NASDAQ gained 31 to 21,713. The S&P 500 added 20 to 6,466. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.